Bodyweight Fitness is a universal approach to strength and agility, transforms everyday environments into personal gyms, proving you don't need fancy equipment to achieve peak physical condition. This has been embraced everywhere around the world, in different ways, in different places, that has transformed the way that the world sees fitness in their own special way.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as ninja warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
Around the world, bodyweight fitness is booming, breaking down the gym walls and taking over streets, parks, and living rooms everywhere. It's all about the freedom to move, proving you don't need fancy equipment to get in top-notch shape. This movement isn't just about getting stronger or more flexible. It's about weaving fitness into the fabric of daily life, making it as natural as breathing. From the urban jungles in Europe and North America, where parkour artists leap from rooftops, to Asia, where yoga and martial arts move with deliberate grace, bodyweight fitness is morphing the global fitness landscape. The biggest change that I have seen here in the West is the mental shift from bodyweight training to being something you do from a sports side, such as gymnastics, to something that you do either for fun or it is something beyond just an aesthetic building option. People do it just for fun, as in hobby, and fitness becomes a daily activity, not some extra chore. A good example would be the rise of rock climbing in the last 15 years, now going to the Olympics, with gyms popping up everywhere, and people making it into their hobby and the preferred fitness choice instead of a dedicated sport that only those athletes do. Again, I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert. I haven't traveled everywhere around the world. I have met some people who have done some of these practices, and I've just been interested in the evolution of bodyweight training. Many of the top athletes in parkour that I got to meet got a lot of their lessons learned from these disciplines. And I've met people from all the way around the world, which is what I loved about parkour. But as we journey from continent to continent, discovering some specific ways that these places have embraced bodyweight fitness and how they have increased the fitness trends that we see here where we live or wherever you live. Let's start with Asia, because probably the global phenomenon that they have brought into the world is probably a lot more obvious, especially that we see here on the Western side of the world. Fitness, as we know it, would not exist if it wasn't for Bruce Lee and yoga. They have changed what physical training means and changed the landscape of global fitness. Yoga, coming from India, has ascended to this global stage of training. It has brought forth this idea that mental well-being is just as important as the physical part. It's changed the fitness scene, making us realize that true strength also lies within our minds, our breathing, and the way that we control ourselves and the way that we're connecting, as well as flexibility being something you don't just do and just stretch and just hold. Yoga isn't just about bending, it's about grounding yourself, finding balance. Then we have Bruce Lee, whose philosophy turned fitness onto its head. It showed that fitness isn't just measured by muscle size, but by speed, agility, and purpose behind our movements is another option. Lee's approach made martial arts a global phenomenon, inspiring a shift towards functional fitness that prioritized the quality and efficiency of movement over the traditional benchmarks of physical strength, and that big muscles was not the only indicator to true personal strength. Asia and other practitioners have created a huge impact in how we think of the mind-body connection in fitness, seeing that your fitness routine can be your discipline. People who do bodybuilding, that is a sport. You can treat your fitness to that same level without the goal of just building as much muscle as possible. You can do fitness such as martial arts, which is a sport, and be healthy and fit. There are so many people now who do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, kickboxing, Muay Thai as their fitness choice. They don't ever go into the gym. They step inside a dojo. Now let's leap into something that I have a stronger connection with, which is definitely parkour in Europe and how they transformed how we see that same idea of a discipline and of a sport, but more in that freedom of movement and creativity and self-expression. That revolution of parkour, where every wall, rail, and rooftop becomes a testament to human agility and freedom. Which, because of this personal connection, I am definitely going to make sure that the next episode, we dive deep a little bit more in the introduction to parkour, just like what we did with Ninja Warrior. There isn't a sport that changed the global landscape and pop culture at the same time more than parkour. This isn't just a sport, it's a revolution turning cities into vast open-air gyms where the world is yours to climb, jump, and create. With its roots in the heart of Europe and in France, parkour challenges its athletes to look at their surroundings differently, seeing not obstacles, but opportunities. It's about movement in the purest form, running, jumping, climbing. It's just for the sake of getting from point A to point B. And then evolve to an expression of freedom and creativity. Parkour breaks the mold of traditional fitness, taking the workout out of the gym and onto the streets, parks, and anywhere you can be. Parkour's impact doesn't just stop at fitness. It's vaulted into movies, video games, adverts. It's revolutionized the stunt industry, providing a pathway for athletes to turn their passion into a profession, especially in places like LA, where a vibrant community and industry hub has been created. Similar to martial arts, it's shown that a discipline can be your choice for a sport. And you can do that as an adult. You don't have to do a sport ever since you were a kid. This discipline changed my entire viewpoint on movement and in fitness. This is when I truly fell in love with physical expression. I did a lot of sports, but there wasn't anything that clicked like parkour. Calling it a discipline is the truth. Similar to martial arts, where the person is just as important as the moves, your mental well-being and how you evolve on that mental side is such a big part that I feel like is missed a lot in the traditional fitness sense. Now, speaking of the United States, let's turn our focus a little bit more there because they took bodyweight fitness into not more of a science, but more of a broken down simplicity and how you can take fitness and treat that as a sport if working out, going to the gym was truly bodyweight. Calisthenics, which represents a blend of that discipline, community, and innovation, offering a unique way to look at strength and endurance and how you can actually use whatever you have to work out. Similar to parkour, but more of the goal to increase muscle mass and strength. Gone are the days when the park was just for kids. Today, it's not unusual to see adults taking over, turning playgrounds and public spaces into their fitness arenas. Calisthenics in the United States has surged into the fitness scene with its simplicity and the power of community. This isn't just about those outdoor setups. It's anywhere. Its magic lies in its accessibility and the sheer variety of workouts possible. Imagine transforming every bench, every bar, and park space into your workout station, proving that all you need for a top-tier workout is your own body and a bit of creativity. The real game changer is with social media and YouTube, where calisthenic stars like Chris Hera light up screens with feats that just seem within reach. They're not just showing off, they're inspiring a movement, proving that fitness is achievable, exciting, and yes, can be downright cool. These athletes are redefining goals, making a muscle-up or one-arm pull-up the new bench press of the digital age. Calisthenics is probably the reason why bodyweight training has also exploded. Most people kind of still had this thought that bodyweight training is either more sport-specific or it's skill-related. Calisthenics really showed that bodyweight training can increase strength, muscle mass, and there are athletes who are just as big, just as strong, if not more, than the traditional athletes that you'd see in a workout gym. And then they're also doing moves that look super cool. A muscle up looks very cool. It's almost like someone took bodyweight party tricks and started to take that extremely seriously. Calisthenics also offers a much clearer path from zero to hero, with each progression more visible for most people than, for example, in parkour. Even though parkour is extremely accessible, but understanding how a pull-up leads to a muscle-up, I believe gives people more of an idea of where they can get. And it feels a little bit more achievable besides seeing people doing these giant flip roof gap things with parkour. Let's go to somewhere else that have taken this idea a little bit more seriously for the common person. Let's go to Australia. Here, the concept of outdoor fitness and communal gym spaces takes a whole new definition, blending lifestyle with the landscape and pursuit of wellness. Down Under, Australia is taking fitness outdoors, making waves with its innovation of outdoor gyms. Across the country, from the city to Sydney to Perth, Australians have turning parks and benches into their fitness centers. It's all about soaking up the sun, enjoying the fresh air, and getting fit all at the same time. These outdoor gyms are more than just workout spots. They're community magnets where people of every age and fitness level come together. It's here you'll see everyone from fitness buffs to families all getting their sweat on under the open sky. The vibe is a mix of intense with laid back yet buzzing with energy, a true reflection of that Aussie spirit of living well and staying active. What's cool about Australia's approach is how it's changing the game for public health, for the general person. By making fitness equipment free and accessible, they're inviting anyone to join with no gym membership. It's a big thumbs up for community health and a nod to the Aussie ethos. Keeping fit should be as natural as a walk in the park. We can still take this idea, even though it's a little bit further than where we live right now, and revolutionize our own approach to fitness. The goal is to make it an essential part of our day. It's an effortless part of our day. Imagine fitness not as a task or chore, but as a natural extension of our day. With this mindset, a stroll in the park could very well be a day's workout. And today's workout can be as easy and feel as natural as going for a walk. That was one place warm. Let's go to another place that seems to have a lot of sun, and that is South America. Here, street sports aren't just activities. They're a celebration of culture, community, and just the pure joy of movement. In South America, the streets pulse with the rhythm of movement, where sports are not just activities, but a vibrant expression of life. These street sports, from Brazilian capoeira to playing soccer on the streets, are steeped in a tradition, yet beaming with innovation. Capoeira, with its memorizing blend of martial arts and dance, tells stories of resilience and freedom through every spin and kick. Meanwhile, Tejo is an explosive game of precision and spirited competition. These games are more than just pastimes. They're a testament to the creative spirit and communal heart of South American culture. But it's not just about tradition. These streets of South America are alive with modern moves, from skateboarding to parkour to your traditional soccer. This fusion of the old and the new, the global and the local, makes South America streets a captivating spectacle of human expression and athletic endeavor. Now, there's no way that I'm going to pretend that I'm an expert of any kind related to these traditions. My fiance is Brazilian, and she has personal experience growing up in Brazil because she has lived there and grown there her entire life until she was an adult. So sharing those stories and the expression of the way they see sports and movement is very interesting. For them, it is not safe to go outside on your own, or there are certain spots that going outside is not good. So being able to play these sports or express your movement, it's some of the only times that you actually get to feel free and safe. And I think we take that for granted a lot. I know I did. It's interesting to see how the human spirit adapts to its environment, but still wants the same thing. When there's less, we find more, no matter what. People seem to find a way to move and express themselves, and it's just really amazing to see. Next is go to another place that has a fascination with bodyweight fitness, but in a different way. Again, I am not an expert, and I've kind of just dived deep into the idea of global fitness and what's going on. So this one is just surface level, but looking up at Africa and their community and culture and how the dance and movement has really changed how fitness is seen and treated. Dance and movement are not just forms of exercise, they are the lifeblood of communication, celebration, and identity. Across this vast continent, each beat and rhythm tells a story, weaving a rich narrative of history, celebration, and endurance. African dance is a powerful expression of life, where every jump, twist, and shake embodies the spirit of its people, connecting generations and echoing the pulse of the earth. These traditional dances go beyond performance. They are rites of passage, communal gatherings, and expressions of joy, sorrow, and resistance. They showcase the incredible physicality, agility, and strength of the human body, grounded in a deep connection to nature and community. The global impact of African dance and movement is profound, bridging continents and cultures with its vibrant energy and universal appeal, from the streets of New York to the dance studios of Paris. African rhythms and styles have infused global music and dance scenes, demonstrating the undenying power of dance as a universal language. And I think that goes for almost anyone, anywhere. Just dancing itself has seen as a very pure form of expression and a universal language that we can understand. So we're reminded that fitness is not just about the individual. It's about community, connection, and that shared human feeling of joy of movement. Whether you're a parkour enthusiast leaping through cities or doing yoga, finding peace in the sunrise, you're part of a global community about humanity, each of us contributing to this vast idea of bodyweight fitness that keeps changing. If you're looking for a free program to get you into the world of bodyweight sports, you can head on over to our website of awesomeninjafitness.com and get a 7-day fitness program absolutely free. Until next time, keep moving, stay curious, and most importantly, stay connected as you are a part of this bodyweight fitness community. And of course, stay awesome.